Well, moving on now, anti-regime protesters in Bahrain have taken to the streets in defiance of the authorities' ban on opposition demonstrations. The demonstration was held in the Musalla area west of the capital Manama after a mass rally planned by opposition political groups was banned by the authorities. Police attacked the protesters and used stun grenades and tear gas to disperse the crowd. The uprising in Bahrain began in February 2011. In response, the ruling Al Khalifa regime has adopted heavy-handed tactics to deal with the demonstrations. All right, for more on this, let's talk to Professor Colin Cavell, a former lecturer at the University of Bahrain from West Virginia. Welcome to the program. So, Professor, this revolution in Bahrain has been going on for more than 2 years now, but how much has it gained progress compared to other revolutions in the region?
It's gained progress because the people refuse to give up. The people want democracy, and they're not going to give up because they know that they are happy. Back not only in Bahrain, but also in the larger region is erupting. This Arab Spring revolt is threatening all of the Persian Gulf monarchies. And that's why the House of Saud, why the Qatari sheikhdom, and all of the other sheikhdoms are trying to spend millions of dinars trying to push this Arab Spring away from the Persian Gulf, toward Syria, toward Iran, away. They're trying to push it away, but they're not going to succeed. Because you saw the video today, you saw the protesters, they are not giving up.
But of course, Professor, very briefly, is there anything that can be done to bring Bahrain to the attention of the international community?
Well, Bahrain is known by all of the governments in the world as in transition, as in an uproar. And despite the fact that the Western media does not report on it, does not mean that they are not keeping a careful eye on what happens in Bahrain. I salute the protesters, I salute their organization, and I salute the fact that they are committed to this fight and they're not going to give up.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain from West Virginia. Thanks for your time there, sir.